Hello, this is Mario from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Does it matter? Democrat.
Okay. It's just opinions, and everything's confidential, okay? It's just for research and how we could get your opinions. And.
Well, we're in Texas, so, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, just for a change, for the good, okay, for the best. We really appreciate it. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred?
Yes.
Okay. Running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for all other office in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
Go with oh, no.
Okay, the first option?
There may be one Republican, but the rest, it's all Democrats.
Okay. So would you say the first option for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas? Senator?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democrat candidates? So I'll read them out to you, and you let me know which seven reasons are your biggest motivator. Okay. First, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Second one, to stop Texans' extreme abortion ban. Third one, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Fourth one, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Fifth one, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental illness history. Six, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. And last, to fix the election grid to make it more reliable.
All seven.
Okay.
Some more than others, but all seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of all seven, which is your biggest one, though? Out of all seven, which is the biggest motivator to you? Will it be support public schools by stopping the diversion of tax money, taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to stop Texan extreme abortion ban, to make auto and homeowner insurance more affordable, to stop Texans Show Me Your Papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have any proof of citizenship on them, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have mental illness history, or to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, or to fix the election grid.
Oh, that one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And which
that'll take care of all the others.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which is your second biggest motivator out of those that I read to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, to make auto and homeowner insurance more affordable, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers, to address gun violence, or to fix the election grid to make it more affordable? Which
gosh,
would be your...
they're all golly.
Mm-hmm.
The first two and the gun violence, I know the rest is, you know, it's Texas, but one, two, and the gun violence.
Okay, but which one would you say is your biggest one? The gun violence? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were to choose one.
Jeez. That one's hard because they're all so important and they go one with the other.
Right. Okay. But if you know, just your biggest one, like, I mean, if you say the gun violence, or to stop, extreme abortion, or support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money, you know.
Support the public schools. Okay. I think if we get that, then we can get the others.
Okay.
I was a teacher, so. I'm partial to that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in your opinion, and this is, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer. It's just what you feel. Your opinion is what counts. And that's why we're reaching out. And again, you know, really appreciate it. There's nothing like a live person telling how it is and how they feel. You know, that's what we're wanting to hear. So, in your opinion, which of the five is the worst thing about Texan anti-abortion law? Which of these, is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion law? So again, I'll read them and then you'll pick one that you feel is the worst to you. Okay.
Only one,
yes, ma'am. Out of five, you know, one, but one that best, that you feel is the worst, okay? Takes away women's freedom to control their own body and health care decisions. Pushes doctors who perform a medical necessary abortion with prison. No exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk. Fines any family or friends $10,000 for assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Or last one, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. So out of those five, which one do you see the worst about the Texas anti-abortion law?
Yeah, number one.
Okay.
It would take care of the rest, but yes, number one.
Okay, thank you. Now, could you tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64?
No.
Or 65 and up and over?
Yes, 65 and over.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain? Oh, that required
yes.
Yes, okay. Finally, it's, I'll, finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the followings to get your news or entertainment, okay? This is where you, what you watch to get your entertainment and your news, okay? Either yes or no. Facebook, Meta, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Very little. I guess yes.
Okay. TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Very little, but yes.
Okay. TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
YouTube TV?
Yes.
Okay. Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.